two proposed residential buildings, each 7 stories tall, could spell change for Barry's Yonge Street. Designed for 177 and 196 units, they could crowd each side of McLaren Avenue if approved by city councillors, a process that begins in earnest at Wednesday night's general committee meeting. Area resident James Fifield says the project makes no sense to him. "With all the development they're talking about on Yonge Street, it seems frickin' crazy to me. This is a 20-year-old residential neighborhood here," he said. "I live on McLaren, so I'm 4 houses in from that. They're talking about an apartment on each side of the street. Where's everyone going to park, first of all? Where are all the visitors going to park? On my street, I guess. I don't understand it, at all. I think it's crazy." Fifield says there's also the big picture to consider in this part of South Barry. "They're talking about apartments all the way down Yonge Street to the Barry South GO station. You won't be able to move around here, you know. That's my biggest concern," he said. "Nobody I've talked to in the neighborhood on Bates Court or McLaren, nobody is in favor of it. It's outrageous. Doesn't the public opinion count for anything anymore?" Fifield asked. "I'm quite upset about it, really." Barry Yonge Development's GP wants to rezone 1.35 acres at 447, 449, 451, 453 and 455 Yonge from residential single detached dwelling first density to mixed-use corridor with special provisions. Increased side and rear yard setbacks, for example, would ensure that the building massing is located farther away from the surrounding low-density residential land uses, to ensure adequate separation distances and to provide an appropriate transition to the ground-oriented residential development in the surrounding area, according to city staff. The building would also have ground-floor commercial space. This development could also integrate with adjacent land to the north at 410 and 481 Yonge Street, properties which are being redeveloped into mixed-use projects. Ditto for the 1.63 acres at 427, 429, 431, 435 and 437 Yonge Street, which is relatively flat land, in terms of the rezoning application, from residential single detached dwelling first density to mixed-use corridor with the same special provisions, along with underground and surface parking. Cown. Jim Harris, who represents this part of Barry, notes plans for this project have been fluid. "The proposal has seen significant changes since the neighborhood meeting, May 4, 2022, and minor changes since the public meeting, March 22, 2023, he said. "During this time, there has been ongoing communication with staff and residents. With the staff report and recommendations being released September 7th, I look forward to reviewing these in detail, receiving feedback from residents, comments from members of general committee and working together to make the most informed and responsible decision for this application," Harris added. But Fifield says the development simply doesn't fit there. "It just seems way out of place for this area. There's 120 townhomes going right across the street, right at Little Avenue and Yonge Street," he said. "It's already busy around here. You go out to the end of my street, McLaren, and try to make a left. Sometimes you sit there for 5 minutes. This stretch of Yonge Street is slated for significant development. At 410 Yonge Street and 343 Little Avenue, Mason Homes plans to build a 117-unit condominium townhouse development. Its site plan is under review by planning staff, according to the city's development page. At 481 Yonge Street, the city has received a site plan control application to construct a 4-story residential apartment building with 67 units. It is also under review by city planning staff. For 505, 511, 515 and 533 Yonge Street, the city has received a rezoning application needed to build 4 multi-residential buildings, ranging in height from 8 to 12 stories, along with commercial space. The 4 buildings would have 400 residential units. This project would also include 469 parking spots and amenity space. City councillors, sitting as general committee, are scheduled to meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 13th to consider the Yonge Street rezoning applications by Barry Yonge Developments GP.